Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
Through the land, we educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday. Yes, it is. I hope everyone had a wonderful day. And if you didn't, you'll have a better one tomorrow. Remember, unity without harmony creates no peace. But unification with action creates victories. And that's what we're all about, being victors over here. Only within the open space created by dialogue, whether conducted with our neighbors, with history, with nature, or the cosmos, can human wholeness be sustained. We are not born human in any but a biological sense. We can only learn to know ourselves and others, and thus to be trained in the ways of being human. We do this by insurmountless in the ocean of language and dialogue, led by springs of cultural tradition. Meaning, dialogue is very important out there. And this evening we have Miss Stephanie Hayes is back with us. Remarkable young lady, the author of The Healing of the Wound. You know, we're on that chakra series. She's going to carry us through the chakras. And we're on number 6 today. Before we get going, I just want to relax you down so you can take some deep breaths and get ready for Stephanie Hayes on number 6 chakra. little bit of Keiko Matsui. Okay, just to relax you in. We're going to bring Stephanie Haynes on with us. Stephanie, are you on the air with us to Care and Share today?
Hey. Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome back. Happy recovery. We missed you last week. We are so glad you're here with us and ready to carry us through, telling us what the next level is so that we can keep ourselves in balance in here, create unification with our lives and make it happen with everybody else. Stephanie, welcome back. We appreciate you being on with us this evening.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Yeah, so good evening, listeners. So we are actually on our chakra number 6, the brow chakra. All right. So I hope everybody's well and everybody's in their sacred place. All right. So the brow chakra is the intuition is seeing with the soul. Intuition is seen with the soul. Now, the brow chakra is the 6th primary energy point in the body and is found on the forehead between the eyebrows. The 6th chakra is also often referred to as the 3rd eye or the pineal chakra, which gives a nod to it, and the Sanskrit name of the Ajna, which translates to perceive and beyond wisdom. Mm-hmm. Now, the brow chakra is the energy center for our mind. Now, the ancient sage considered this chakra to be the seat of the psychic ability as a governing intuition and our foresight. Now, it is also known as the eye, which I mentioned before, and because it is an invisible eye that sees things that aren't necessarily visible. So when it is a fully activated and flowing harmoniously, this chakra stimulates both the right, the creative and the spiritual, and the left, the logic and the rational of the brain to work together. Mind can function, place a fully functioning brow chakra, allow us to trust our intuition, be comfortable in our, and be able to use our feelings and facts to make big decisions. As a result, we feel as though we are living in harmony within ourselves. Now, when the brow chakra is imbalanced, in the case of an overactive brow chakra, we may feel intense psychological and physical symptoms. On a mental level, we are likely to feel overwhelmed and exhausted. Our imagination may be overdriven, therefore clouding our intuition and our ability to discern between the facts and the feelings. Mm-hmm. When we also may be overly subjective, viewing everything through a limited lens, resulting in our being narrow-minded and inflexible. We may over-intellectualize at the expense of our emotional or spiritual needs. We may have a distorted self-image and struggle with self-acceptance, which includes accepting of our shadow side. Now, this is essentially our unconscious self, the characteristics, and almost automatically behaviors that are deeply rooted within our subconscious and often manifest as negative traits or behaviors. We each have a shadow side, and the point is not to eliminate it, but rather to understand it and work to transform it. In some cases, or an overactive brow chakra, we might find our clairvoyant skills or overly active, becoming overwhelming and even a bit frightening. So this happens, you know, when you are intense or disoriented. All right, so we're going to move on. Now, with an underactive or blocked brow chakra, you are likely to lack a sense of purpose and belief in our chosen path. We may feel energetically drained and uninspired, struggle to find a deeper meaning of our lives. So this makes us feel disheartened, skeptical, fearful, or even the fear of the unknown. So when the third chakra is blocked, we are unable to either see or connect to our intuition, or we mistrust any intuitive notion. We may think we never dream, whereas in truth we do. But as we are not connected to our subconscious, we are prevented from remembering our dreams and receiving their guidance and wisdom. So as the sixth chakra is such an important source of energy for our mind, in the event of blockage, we are likely to struggle with concentration, have difficulty processing information, and be very indecisive. Now, the sixth energy center governs the pituitary gland, the neurological system, and our eyes, our ears, and our nose. A common physical element of a blocked brow chakra includes the following. So this, at this moment, I want you guys get a pen, get your pens and paper out. And this is the opportunity to write down some good stuff. All right, so the first one is migraines, sinus issues, blurred vision, strained eyes, cataracts, glaucoma, hallucination, and insomnia. The immune system deficiencies, high blood pressure, hormonal imbalance, compromised adrenal functions, or adrenal fatigue. Now, when the brow chakra is open, you may feel a sense of pressure in between your brow, almost as though that the invisible third eye is opening up. When my brow chakra was opened by a healer, I felt an actual prop and saw with my mind eyes a burst of violet light. In between my brow, it was an extraordinary experience. Now, the third eye opens may not be as dramatic, but as with all the chakras, you may experience a sense of tingling and a warmth as the energy begins to flow. Now, this may make your physical eyes more sensitive to light. Some people experience a temporary blurriness in vision or a noticeable increase in the vividness of color. This may be subtle or more obvious. Depending on your unique journey, headaches are another symptom of the brow chakra opening and a sign that the pineal gland is regulating itself. Now, as this gland produces and regulates many hormones, including melatonin, which impacts our ability to sleep, it is possible to experience some disruption to sleeping habits. Whether this means you suddenly can't get enough sleep and or sleeping in ways past your alarm, or you experience insomnia and restlessness. Now remember that all, the chakra opening system, this is temporary. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Now as the third eye opens and balances, so too will your intuitive ability awaken. So you may suddenly be flooded with insight and an increase in foresight. Now keep in mind, keeping a notebook handy is useful at this time. So you can write down anything that comes to mind. I know the other day, you know, opened up my heart and my throat chakra. You know, I'm writing my book called The Healing Heart of a Man. And the other night, I couldn't go to sleep. I just was woken up with words and just writing and writing and writing. I just couldn't sleep. So, but I always keep a notepad and a pen next to my bedside. So that's very important. Now, sometimes it can be disruptive, results of the third eye open in an increase of the clairvoyance, which can be overwhelming or even a little frightening because we see things before others see them. So, but rest assured, this is part of the balancing. You can bring your clairvoyance ability to a healthy flow that help you and others rather than frightening or hindering you. Now, the goddess archetype, the wisdom woman. Now, the wisdom woman is, as her name suggests, a wise soul. She is revered by others for her wisdom and knowledge, both practical and spiritual. She is the voice of wisdom and also reason, but also a voice of inspiration and faith in what is unseen yet felt. Now, the wise woman is the result of a fully balanced brow chakra as she operates with balance between facts and feelings, logic and intuition, reality and alternative. The paradigm, she is a knowledgeable in fact and has an insight that come from higher source of our intuition. Her higher self and her divine connection to God and the universe. Kind, compassionate, and wise, she is also mysterious, magical, and a prophet. She is a many things to other people. She's a protector. Now, she does not dissimulate, but in a less nurturing and more detached way, yet she is still compassionate. Now, in history and the folklore and the literature, the wise woman is more often than not portrayed as a older woman. But the truth is that the wise woman is seen for her wisdom, not her age. Do you know what it says? Comes out of the mouth of a babe.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom can come out young child. So it doesn't matter how old you are. Now, the young wise person you think of as an old soul is an example of the wise woman. So, you know, we say, oh, this child been here before. They got an old soul. That's their wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. So she is the fairy godmother or the queen in the fairy tale or the wise mystery figures in literature, the one who see it all and speaks from her mind and soul, and who wisdom and guidance are sought by others. Now the wise woman teach us that we too can be a balance of our mind, our heart, and our soul, and can operate from a place of deep inner wisdom. We can adopt her traits to be logical and objective, yet also allow our intuition to divinely guide us by paying attention to the small details and facts and trusting in the bigger picture and our feelings. We can pursue our purpose with a sense of confidence and alignment, and we can pursue our dreams and live our lives with faith in both seen and unseen. Any questions so far, Ms. Linda?
No, you know, I'm over here working. I'm listening to that goddess with the insight, the protector, all of that to go through and that moves with that third eye. Now, because this goddess, what happens when she's doing all of this and that eye gets in balance and closes down? What happens?
Oh, that's when the migraine comes in, all the ailments that I talked about earlier.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was jotting that down correctly. So we say that third eye, that's the eye between the brow that goes up, and that's number six, and that's going to the next one, which would be our next chakra that we talk about. Well, let me ask you, when persons are speaking of chakras and there, I had one question to say, well, how do you know when you're out of balance or in a balance? Well, you just explained that to us coming from there, because in each chakra, there's a plus and a minus. And since we've been going through the series, you've explained it going in. Now, does that third eye chakra, I'm not going to push your move on that, but that was the only question I had, was when she gets out of balance, how does she feel? But you answered that. So carry on, please, Miss Stephanie.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to move on to the stones that actually help balance your brow chakra. Now, all the brow chakra stones are highly vibrational and
okay.
have powerful mystical qualities associated with this energy center. Now, the sapphire gives that Saturn is one of the planets that governs the brow chakra. This beautiful indigo gem gets its name from the Sanskrit word sampaya, which means dear to the planet, Saturn. Now, sapphire is regarded as the wisdom stone, as it helps calm and focus the mind, releasing unnecessary mental chatter and tension. Placing a polished sapphire stone in between your brow, okay, is a wonderful way to help clear the brow chakra and bring it into alignment. Now, Sister Knight, and I hope I'm saying this right, is one of the highest vibrational stones I have come across. Now, Sicily Knight stimulates the spiritual development and promotes trust and divine energy. Now, this stone is one of my favorites for balancing the brow chakra, as it not only calms emotions, but also integrates our intellect and our logic mind with our feelings and intuitive mind, bringing the equilibrium between both sides of the brain. Now, I like to have a piece of the Wild Sisley on my altar, and I use it, the Sisley wand, or small polished stone for meditation. And now, the next one is the Labradorite. I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but I'm going to spell it for you. It's okay. Labradorite. Now, this stone is for transformation. It's a highly mystical and protective stone that helps rise your consciousness by removing fear and insecurity and other emotional baggage that clouds your mind and diminish your ability to think clearly and hear your intuition. Now, it is a powerful stone to use when opening and activating the brow chakra. You can use a collection of the small polished ones or the medium-sized one or directly on your brow chakra. And the Azurite, it is known as the psychic stone. It ranges from the dark blue to the indigo. Now, it is vibrational energy match that of the brow chakra. Now, a wonderful stone to awaken our intuition and psychic ability as open our mind to the spiritual and the divine wisdom. It is an important stone for both activating and rebalancing the third eye. And it is useful in rituals and meditation. Now, the raw is very stunning and may prefer form of the stone. All right. So now, I hope you're still writing, got your pens and paper, because now we're putting together the essential oils.
Okay.
All right. So you may recognize some of these, and they recommended oils for the brow chakra. So as they are mentioned in earlier chapters, you know, when we talked about the other ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is the sandalwood. Now, sandalwood, this is a go-to essential oil for balancing each of the chakras, as it is highly beneficial for the meditation, the ritual purpose. It also stimulates the pituitary pineal gland, thus helping the entire endocrine system, which produce the various hormones for the body. Now, when you diffuse this oil, inhaling it directly, or use it in a essential oil blend, can also help during the opening of the brow chakra and enhance spiritual and intuitive awareness. Bergamot. Now, bergamot is citrusy, spicy bergamot oil. It's highly regarded for aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. Now, this oil has a distinctive aroma, which both calms and old negative and outdated thought patterns that can imbalance the brown chakra. Now, you can just dabble a few drops or you can dilute the bergamot oil directly on the space between your brow. You can also open up and heal this energy center. Now, the next one you have is vetiver. This is one of another favorite oil of mine, and it's a beautiful, earthy, spicy aroma that is instantly grounded and calming. And this oil can be used in a variety of ways to calm and ground an overactive brow chakra. Now, as it soothes anxiety, which then releases the negative and the fearful thoughts, bringing clarity to the mind. Now, it also does allow you to think clearly and receive intuitive guidance. All right, and then we got patchouli.
Mm-hmm.
Now, patchouli is warm and spicy, citrus. Patchouli is another essential oil that is beneficial for many of the chakras. And it's a very grounding. It has a lot of grounding properties. Now, some of the constituents of the patchouli are helpful by lifting the spirit and balancing the emotions when dealing with a closed or imbalanced brow chakra. Now, as patchouli has some seductive effects, diffusing this oil at night can relieve some sleep-related issues and provide energy assisted with when you're going through the process of aligning the chakra. All right, so patchouli is very grounding.
Grounding, okay.
Uh-huh.
The oil, so I'm sorry, the oil that was before patchouli, can you spell that, the one that's calming?
It's B-E-T-I-B-E-R.
B-E-T-I-B-E-R, okay.
No, B like victory, B.
B like victory?
Uh-huh, B.
Okay, B, okay. Okay. B-E-T. Okay, got it. I thought you said B. Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so now we're going to clear the mind. And So the title of this oil is going to be Clear Mind and Vision Balance. All right. Now, the purpose of this blend is to help you clear and calm your mind so you can assess your intuition more easily and think and act from your higher self. Now, as with all the chakra blends, this custom blend is helpful when activating and balancing the brow chakra. But it's also beneficial to use at times when you feel uncertain, confused, or fearful, and need to connect to your intuition and receive divine guidance. All right, so these are things that you need to write down. Okay, so the ingredients. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil like coconut oil or almond oil, 2 drops of sandalwood essential oil, 2 drops of bergamot, 1 drop of the bitterbeer, and 1 drop of the patchouli. Now, the tools that you're going to need is a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. All right, so these are instructions. So the first thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle. You're going to use a dropper. Add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it gently. Then we're going to massage or dab the oil onto the forehead, between your brow, and onto your neck as needed. Then you're going to you can inhale it directly for instant energetic assistance. And remember, you got to use this on the outside, internally, right? Externally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want everybody to, you know, get into your comfy place. We're going to, a meditation. And at this time, find a clear space, you know, just to clear your mind. You know, when we are performing this visualization exercise in your sacred space, it should already be clean and tidy. So I hope you guys been keeping your place clean and tidy throughout this whole section. And you should still conduct a smudging exercise using the white sage to energetically clear the space and to set a tone. Now you can light some sandalwood incense or diffuse sandalwood oil will help also to create a peaceful ambience. Now you can dab some of the clear mind and the vision balance that we just, you know, created. And then you might not have any at this time, but that's something that you would do. Now you're going to collect your brow chakra stones and hold them tight. Hold them in your hand to help you to facilitate your vision visualization and your meditation. So now I want you to sit down or lay down. And let's take a big sigh, just release and let go. And take another deep breath in. And exhale out and let slowly. Now let your muscles soften and your body relax. You can repeat this as many times you can just to find that peace, that relaxation, just letting go. Now, during your cleansing inhalation and exhalation, as you inhale, visualize your breath as a beautiful indigo light entering into the space between your brow. Now, with each exhalation, see that the light entering into your head and swirling around your brain, keeping your eyes closed Now take a few moments to bring your attention to the energetic and the physical space you have in your body. Now focusing on your brow. Now look at its dimensions and whether it is bending or static. Now make a mental note of any feelings or thoughts that comes to mind as you look at which represent your brow chakra. Now, in particular, notice anything that might tell you about any imbalance or blockage. Now, your brow chakra may have or what you may need to do in order to bring it into harmonious balance. Now, once you feel you have obtained significant insight into the functioning of your brow chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open up your eyes. All right, so now we're going to activate the chakra. Now, to activate this, you know, you can be standing, you can be laying down, you can be seated, whatever is comfortable for you. But you do want your head and neck to feel supported. So take that into consideration when choosing your position. And once you're comfortable, I want you to close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled, focusing on breathing slowly and fully with every inhalation and exhalation. Feel the muscle soften and loosen in your head, and particularly around the forehead. Take the smooth, polished stone, dip it into the central gland, and gently rub it into the space between your brow to activate the third eye. Now take the smooth polished stone, and as you continue to rub, now bring your attention to your third eye, visualizing your breath as a bright indigo light, energizing this powerful energy field so you can feel its power. Bring your mind eye to the polished stone, pointed stone, the symbol of the third eye, and visualize it within the indigo light. With each inhalation and exhalation, see the indigo star getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire head and brain. See this indigo star clearing away any excess mental clutter and making space for your higher self to be heard so you can think from a grounded and centered place. Balancing logic and intuition and allowing yourself to honor both facts and feelings. Now allow yourself to feel a sense of clarity and confidence in your mind and in your ability to know your truth, to hear it and to act upon it. Embrace this star as your intuitive third eye, which would help you see and to connect wisdom from a higher source.
Whoa.
With every breath, see the star expanding from your head into your entire body and feel your entire energy body breathe infused with your innate wisdom and ability to think and act with discernment, always honoring your personal truth and being divinely guided. Let us take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Once again, take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. As you gently open up eyes, all right, now it's time for reflection. All right, so now this is the opportunity to get your journal out or your pen and paper and to start to write down what came up for you during this visualization activation activity that we just completed. Now consider what you have learned about your third eye chakra, particularly whether you have experienced any imbalance and any symptoms of this chakra being unbalanced. Make a note of any other intuitive insight you may have regarding the energy of the brow chakra. Also take note you may need to do in order to ensure you are able to think with clarity and confidence, trusting your inner voice and operating from your higher self. Right. So I have some questions for you to write down. Do you trust your inner wisdom? Do you trust the wisdom of others? Are you discerning? And how do you discern who and what are for your highest good? Do you take time to cultivate your mind to continue to learn? Do you have a clear vision for your life? Are you confident in that vision knowing is reflected your truth? Can you accept that sometimes you can know things without needing facts or evidence? Just from your feeling. Do you have a healthy sense of boundaries? Can you see that what is right for others and what is their truth may not necessarily be your truth? I'm going to say that one again. Can you see that what is right for others and what is right and what is their truth may not necessarily be your truth? We're going to go into the closing of the affirmations. See some things that you can say to yourself. You know, the affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day when going through the opening and the aligning process. These affirmations are also helpful when you need to balance the logic and the intuitive side of your brain. And when you need to consider decisions from an even perspective that reflects your innate wisdom, faith, then by inhaling one of the brown chakra essential oil, either by sniffing it or using the steam inhalation, dab some of the clear mind and vision balance or another brown chakra oil of your choice, such as patchouli, in the space between your brow, stands or sits tall, whatever, you know, is comfortable for you. But remember, keeping that head up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dropping your shoulders, lifting your head up high, and straightening your neck as you repeat each mantra on the following. Okay, so I'm going to, yes, start the affirmations. Okay. So I hope you got your pens and paper ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know the importance of having a clear mind so I can follow my innate wisdom. I take regular steps to declutter my mind of thoughts and feelings that don't serve me and stop me from tapping into my inner guidance. I know that my true self is wise, intuitive, and discerning. I embrace and trust my inner wisdom and guidance. I balance facts with feelings and hope. I trust myself and believe in my ability to create the life that I desire. All right, Miss Linda.
Yes.
Any questions?
Yes. No, not really. You know, I'm over here writing, and I have to unmute myself because, you know, you can relax a person down where we'll start snowing over here. But I love the thought of the affirmations, and as we're speaking on this topic, I'm flashing back on another topic that's basically coming in another way. So in different belief systems and things, people have different words. So what I'm getting here is that this third eye is the eye that helps us get in and then adjust or defined or straighten out or clear out, and I'll use a word that you're very familiar with. It helps us with our innate darkness, okay? Am I correct
mm-hmm.
on that? And we'll have a conversation on that because it, as it relates to, you know, and things different, we view it differently, but it's all like you say, that third eye brings out the invisible that we can't see, okay,
mm-hmm.
that others may be able to see. Our feelings and how we feel are projected out there. So
mm-hmm.
they can feel it. So if you think someone is blah, 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 then they're going to show you blah, 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 blah. And that has to do with that imbalancement of that third eye. That third eye is going to dig in it deep. I'm loving this. I'm trying to jot down because it's kind of hard for me to blend it together, but I'll blend it together another personal time with you. But I got it here, and it's very, very exciting. It's saying you're going to cultivate to learn and get clear vision selected through your truth, and you know through facts and evidence of how you react. Very interesting part of the body. Now, next week, we're going to go into the chakra number 7, which is the crown chakra. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so next week we're going to move into the crown chakra. And while we're here, we have a few minutes to go. My friend, June 5th, it's filling them. They has a live watch thing, and I'm going to put that out. I'll send you information on it. A remarkable group, remarkable deep songs, and on the close, I'm going to pray one of Phil and them songs. I think it is Remember, if we can get it up, if we have the time to do it. If not, I'll bring it up before the week is out. Well, Stephanie Haynes, we're glad that you're back. We're glad that you took care of what needed to be taken care of. This chakra number 6 is right on time, totally on time. You made an area. Now, you said to make sure that when people are smudging and things, to keep the area tidy, because we are all energy, and we're moving energy within and without, and it's energy all around us. That is so important. Am I getting this, that things are in order, put it that way? It can move without, but it should be in order. So that was my only question. I'm saying, when I hear the word, we have eyebrows, but we can't see it, for some strange reason, I'm connecting this to this third eye here, and it's been remarkable. I'll put out a summary on it. We want to tell you, Stephanie, to please, please enjoy your evening. Let us know if there's anything that we can do for you, if there's anything that we can put the information out. And we're going to tell you to have a beautiful evening. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we love you, Stephanie. That's Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She can take you into many, 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 many directions. She'll be back next week with chakra number 7. You want to get your pencils and papers out so we can do what we have to do. We love you. We love you. We love you out there. Be safe. Be smart. Be strong. Be wise. And we're going to celebrate the anniversary of the things that we've been going through. We're all here. We love you. We love you. We love you. Stay safe.
Love you.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Cass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land.
We educate, communicate, and collaborate.